Some people in West Virginia are having to struggle with yet another episode of flooding. For the fourth time since mid-May, streams and creeks spilled over their banks this weekend. That forced the evacuation of dozens of residents. Governor Bob Wise toured flooded areas in the southern part of the state. From West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Giles Snyder reports.
This summer has not been a good one for many people in southern West Virginia. Three previous floods have shattered lives and caused millions of dollars in damage, so this latest one could not have come at a worse time. Steve Kappa is on the phone taking calls from flood-stricken areas of the state. Kappa directs the State Office of Emergency Services, which is located in the basement of the state capitol in Charleston.
We were expecting flooding, but not being sure of how much rain was actually going to fall from a series of storms. The magnitude of the flooding at this point, particularly in areas that had not flooded before, is somewhat a surprise to us and a surprise to the county OES directors. So we'll work our way through this and try to provide the response necessary to recover.
At least 1,500 National Guardsmen have been deployed to southern West Virginia to help in flood recovery efforts, and the American Red Cross has now opened shelters in 9 counties. A series of 3 storms over the weekend dumped as much as 2.5 inches of rain, and in some cases more, on ground already saturated with water. Flood warnings were posted from the state's southern coalfields to the Potomac Highlands region of northern West Virginia. As many as 100 people were evacuated along Route 85 in Boone County, and Kappa says it's possible that as many as 250 families moved to shelters or higher ground. In Logan County, as many as 100 people were isolated by floods. In northern West Virginia, Greg Kane of the Preston County Emergency Services Office says 13 campers had to be airlifted off of a small set of islands in the Cheat River by National Guard helicopters.
We airlifted them out of there, and I think one guy even had a 6-month-old baby with him.
But a 3-year-old southern West Virginia boy was killed in McDowell County after he was swept into a drain pipe. It'll take a few days to determine damage estimates from this latest bout with high water, but early reports suggest it won't be as extensive as the calamitous floods of earlier this month. For NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder in Charleston, West Virginia.